mail shit. Yes, it's obviously not paying much attention to that. Mark Edwards, Mark Cullane, said this is the biggest thing he's run into. And it's something else that you guys consider. I guess you never have believed it. Maybe you just don't believe anything. It requires something. Well, I'm sure you will believe it. When Mazur, who is a member of Interpol, who was a part of the Nazi Interpol, has stepped forward and he said, the only reason Stone will not give state's evidence and lie against us is because Stone does not want his CIA connections to come out in the open. He also informed us what's going on that side, that there are some people incensed in the Bar Association and that Stone's license as a lawyer will be going in a few weeks. For you, and now you're sowing seeds of discord. Look at us. It's aimed at Cuba and Guyana, and we're being used. It's Guyana they're trying to get at through us. That's why we're getting the shit. We're just a little pike, because we moved and took a group of Americans to Guyana. They're trying to undermine the Guyanese government. That's how big it is. I don't believe this. I don't believe that you've not honestly faced this shit. You have not told me. You said, we'll lose. I think we will. And she went all ape shit. She couldn't face death or concentration camp. Acted like a simple-minded person that had been told God was dead. Don't reflect on people here. Though you people haven't been here, if you want to hear through all that mess, don't you ever say, because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because there were old people that sat out there in the goddamn rain. We had to encircle this place. We were under that much of an attack. And we didn't know whether they were going to land on top of us, whether they were going to come in with their goddamn trucks. We heard trucks roar, just like four or five trucks stopping. We didn't know what the hell was coming. Son of a bitch, don't forget it. Just a second. But Steve was at one end of the road that hadn't been just a miracle. It had all been over with. About 30 seconds difference is all there was. Don't ever insult these people. You know, all their faults, don't forget, by God, that was a trip. That was a fucking trip. And I insist that that's one reason socialists are not strong. That's why I don't have any belief in the socialists in the United States, living in their high standards of living in their penthouse apartments and can't even face dying once. We not only face dying once, for four or five goddamn months, we face dying every fucking minute. So goddamn bad that if somebody had opened us a vat of acid and say it won't hurt the revolution if you jump in it, I believe 80% of this group would have jumped in that acid if it took them 4 hours to die. I had an opportunity to go to Russia. Shit, they don't want to go to Russia. They don't want anything to do with socialism. Stand and say Russia's got music, same kind of shit that Debbie said, got more entertainment. I'll tell you one thing, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, because when Russia was fighting its goddamn revolution, they were years before they had enough to even eat, people trying to kill them. And we were in Havana. My wife and I were in Havana, Cuba. And we had to jump out of cars into ditches. You wouldn't go 5 miles from bomb after bomb after bomb. And the people didn't have no goddamn food, and they went together and was planting rice and other things, whatever they could do in the swamps to be able to eat. You fuckers make me sick. You always want to get in on the end of a revolution. You don't deserve to be in Cuba. You didn't help build it. And you're not helping build this one. You have no right whatsoever to talk about going to Mother Russia. Then you'll qualify. Always some fuckers that want to come along after mother stood. I see her face yet trembling. You can be seated. Trembling there looking at her five sons up as statues. She gave five sons for Mother Russia. Don't you goddamn people think that you've got a right to go over there and enjoy her movies and her resorts when you didn't sweat one goddamn bit to even build this one? You get your shit together because we're going to have a select line that day. Kinds of plans laid, but some of you are not going to be in it if you don't change your fucking attitude, because I'm not taking your bullshit there. But using me in a special way to get people out of religion because it says it's the only man they've ever seen do this. I'll be goddamned if I'm going to come back to a lovely collective farm and hear some of this shit and spoil it with our neighbors, because we're going to mix more with our neighbors here or there. We're bringing, we've got a high balance of females. We're going to have to bring in more males. And in Russia, we want to integrate, want to simulate. But I'll be goddamned if I intend to sit there doing our task and come home to somebody that's done some shitty stuff. I'll tell you one thing. Don't count on going to Russia pulling a shit. Russia's got all the entertainment in the world, the best of medical care and all that, but you sure as hell won't be talking about where you're going. Be seated. Too much discipline. Too much structure. Too much structure. Too much discipline. Russia would be dead today. There wouldn't be any hope for socialism if they hadn't had more structure. It's fine, sure. They're working 28 hours a day in a week in the mines. That's humane. What about all the Russians that were forced there under the Tsar when half of the miners died? Half of every miner under Tsarist Russia before the revolution died. Nice to come along and say, we're going to get in on the 28-hour week. I had people ask, will we be able to have ice cream there? You ought to jump in a damn hole and bury yourself. We ought to be asking, what can we do for the revolution? We're going over there and we are yours at your disposal. If you can use us in Africa, you see the time's right in USA, we'll go wherever we're asked. We should go there not asking for some goddamn favor or some kind of privilege. You fuckers not going to be going. Sure, you can go to movies. That's no problem. And you can take in the entertainment. But I don't want no son of a bitch the first time he arrives asks if there's a beauty salon. We've done of how we cut our hair and how we mended our clothes and how we... That's what they're interested in. They don't need no bourgeoisie. I want everybody to take notice these people are not socialists, because I don't want to mess with them. Senators. Right. I would no more dream of suicide than anything. It's the worst immorality there is. I wouldn't do that. Everybody feels guilty when somebody commits suicide. They start blaming themselves. Senator trying to bring the guy on the government down. That's the words was used, bring the guy on the government down. So we, in order to take, if we did, to have to take our people for liberty to someplace, like the Soviet Union, we must leave this place as well prepared for those that would inherit it. We must leave it that way. That way we'll be able to take out our Guyanese children and nothing will be said. Because we are naturally going to go where we all go, we don't go. At least some of us behave that way.
Actually, when I left...
We do have a statistical fact. We have... that's what causes men to be cocky. Too many of you women show you need a man. It's so obvious, you can read it all over your face. But if there then is a balance of men to women, everybody will tend to be a little bit more humble, I would think. I'd like to know just how many young, they gave me the statistics now, some of these older sisters, and some will, and some, but many of these older sisters wouldn't care about any relationship at all. But you must be very honest about this, because we want to get a racial study of our community. Okay, people should, Tim Stone has been working with the Venezuelan government and the CIA to try to provoke an incident involving us. If I verify that, I'm already telling the Soviets tomorrow that we want to move, because I'm not going to get caught in no mess like that. I'm not going to be caught in a mess like that. If this information is true, you better get someplace else in Russia where they can protect you, right? Anybody got any objections to this? Speak it, speak it. Anybody got any objections? Speak. Please speak, because it may be quick action. More ship pulling out than I ever saw. Yes. And then try to blame it on the Venezuelan government, and Guyana and Suriname and Brazil have signed a treaty that they respect each other's borders. So it'd be interesting. May I have them give me that word back again, exactly what he said, the agent that has stepped forward? I'd like to know exact words. I want to be sure I'm looking for the right thing. The exact words that Terry had. Terry took it over the radio by code. Anybody have any more questions of this chap? Have you got on?
We were talking about the state of your health, and that something might happen, you know, to you. And he said, if anything happens to Dad, I'm going to take my gun, or I'm going to take a gun, and I'm going to light out from here. I wouldn't feel safe, was the implication, without your strong authority. And I thought it was a peculiar thing to say, and it stayed in my memory, and I should have reported it. I'm sorry I didn't. On another occasion, do you remember saying that?
Not exactly, but at that time what I was thinking about was a great deal of vindictiveness towards Liz Forman, and that was my what I wanted to say.
What did Liz Forman have to do with it?
Well, that's who I would like to kill.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Shut up, please. Mm-hmm. Kalaboka.
That's what I thought he meant.
Mm-hmm. So you started to say something about something else.
Yes, there was one other thing that he said, something rather odd to me one day. He saw the sign that we had in Cottage 48, one of the residents there, I don't remember who it was, put up a little quotation, I believe, from Chairman Mao that said something about the children are the flowers of our revolution.
Yes, that's right.
Bob came to buy one day, and he saw this, and he said to me that afternoon, he said, well, I wouldn't feel that way exactly, he said. What the meaning of what he said was that he was in this for his own benefit, and that he didn't worry much about the children. And I thought that was an odd kind of attitude for a socialist to take.
It is.
And those two things stayed in my memory a long time, although I'm very fond of Bob. I just thought they were peculiar things that showed a kind of an individualist attitude.
I remember exactly saying that. I had a discussion one time with Archie, in which he reminded me that none of us are here for truly altruistic reasons, and I examined the reason why I was here, and I will have to admit that I'm here for selfish reasons as well as for other reasons. The spread of socialism being number one as far as I'm concerned. Children certainly play an important part, though I would not want to feel that I would be guiltless in saying that it was for them only, because I will certainly recognize that I'm selfish.
Given us information, as I said, about the Venezuelan border, and that no need to worry you at all, because Guyana will be notified. They'll not do anything. We'll have plenty of time for us to make up our minds what we're going to do. The fact that they know we know will be sufficient. And then one of the most significant things, they know that, to me, that Stone is losing his license. And I'm saying that a man, when he's losing his license, he's going to be running desperate. I'm glad to know that. Shows he's close to him. He knows his worries, knows his fears, because he's not going to talk to everybody about this.
For a while. I notice that you have a characteristic. I was trying to pinpoint it. First, let me say, I think you're a good worker, you're a hard worker, you're a concerned person as far as I'm concerned. But you have a characteristic that you like to be kind of standoffish. I think you may like to believe you're a little cleverer or brighter or something than most of us. And what you do is you stand off from situations and take pot shots. You know, and that's how your negativity comes out. You know, well, I'm going to look at this thing, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, and that's wrong, and boy, that really establishes the fact that I'm a little brighter and more clever than you. However, I've never really seen you take the kind of responsibility around here that you're capable of. When time came to suggest that you had some leadership role, you backed off. You didn't want that. You wanted to be able to sit back and take some pot shots. Okay? Now, look, friend, that's a compensation, right? That's a cover for feelings of personal inadequacy. And I understand you have them, I understand I have them, we all have them. But you need to correct it, because you're good material and you're wasting yourself, and we need you.
I understand.
Bob, I've noticed this too. You take, like Gene says, you take pot shots, you know, from the side, and you don't, you know, you tend to tell the people to their face what you're thinking, you know, and said you'll talk about it in the side. I remember one day in particular, I told you about it, and you said, well, you've always been so passive, you know, like you wanted to take it to the side, you know, like that.
It's mine, but yours, to send a team of doctors from Moscow. That's, I think, about 7,000 miles. And to me, that shows an indication of concern for us, as what it represents, no doubt. I'm not stupid. We represent a great human rights issue. Never before has Americans left their country and said, we don't like racism. Yeah, Paul Robeson did, but that was only one. If 1,200 people march towards Moscow and say they don't want anything more to do with capitalism, we will help socialism all over the world. We'll help them to be accepted in Africa, and they deserve to be in Africa because they are on the right side. China has good points, but she didn't support Angola, and that would have been tragic if Angola's Marxist-Leninist government had not won. She wasn't there on the right side in Zaire. She wasn't on the right side in Ethiopia, and still isn't to this day. And she took in all the Chileans. And China has followed a pragmatic course and looked after her own self. But it would give socialism a shot in the arm, whatever we do, sending scholarships, going there, whatever. But if you've got any problems about it, I wish you'd speak your mind, because I'm certainly going to make that appeal that that's where our heads are at. But I'd like to hear from you. You got to wait till it's a sign. If there's any person that sees any negative thing or sees something we should include that might make us even more attractive to them, mention it, please. Now, about this, you said, I believe she was not... Some of you people will rationalize to save... I don't know what it is that you've got that damn system in your bones. It would seem to me that any black person, they'd say, if they had a chance to travel after we get settled, they'd say, well, I want to go over to... Mozambique. I want to go to where I was on West Guinea. I'd like to go where our children, our great-grandparents lived on the west coast of Africa. What in the fuck do you want to go back to Honky Town? Collective prospers. We prosper, and we will if we work together. I want to send people to Africa, not to the United States. You get to the United States, I told you how you can get there. swim down Port Kaituma 100 miles and head out, hopefully. They will prosper. So people here will be able to go to Africa. That's where the action is. USA is deader than a damn doornail. Listen, they have no chance. And you got two damn good chances. You got a damn good chance if we never left this place, that you'd live in peace. I mean peace. As we get through this conspiracy, things will change around here. Our money won't have to go into goddamn fighting the son of a bitch. When Stone loses his legal license, I guarantee you, when Stone loses his legal license, he'll go nuts. He won't be able to give all this time to tear us up. Then we'll have more time to make life more peaceful and more fulfilling. But it looks to me like I've spent a goddamn big bit of money getting you the best films. And even though somebody gripes you don't have a dance, I don't give a shit. You can have a dance on the fucking roof. I don't give a shit.
Come on,
dance the shit out.
Come on, dance, everybody, get up.
Dance. Sister said you can play the own city.